Okay, when as we approach coming upon Sukkot, and we are about to pick up our lulav, hadassim, aravos, and esrog, so sometimes people are a bit confused. They're a bit unclear what they did last year regarding the placement of the hadassim versus the aravos. Where do they go? Which one goes taller? People are peeking around the room, seeing what their friend is doing, seeing what everybody else is doing, trying to clarify. So hopefully what we're going to do is explain the reasons behind which goes on which side, why the hadassim or the aravos, which one is taller, and then hopefully when we understand the reason behind each one, you'll be able to remember why and where each placement of the different parts of the lulav goes together when you assemble yours on the first day of Sukkot. Let's discuss first the height of the hadassim versus the aravos. The minig is that the hadassim go above the aravos, but that's not accepted by everyone. Rashi, in the Sefer HaPardis, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, the Sefer HaPardis is a collection of the Psakim, of the different opinions from the Beis Medrash of Rashi. He says that the Aravos and the Hadassim should be at the same height, equal. And he doesn't give a reason why, but this is also found in the Shibali Aleket and other Sfarim as well, citing the Chuvos of the Gaonim. And the Shibali Aleket writes that whoever violates this and puts the Hadassim or the Aravos one over the other is violating Divrei Chachamim, and he writes about not nice things will happen to such a person who has the Hadassim of the Aravos not at the same exact height. And this is brought in the Minchas Pitim as well. And he cites the Sefer HaPardis and wonders, how come none of the Poskim, we find none of the later Rishonim, none of the Achronim, none of the Poskim citing this sheet of Rashi that the Hadassim of the Aravos should be at the exact same height. The Ketz Lamata on the bottom of the Matzei Ephraim in Siman Tofrei Shchafei and the Tshuvas Vayesha of Moshe in Siman Samach Gimel both say that if the Arav is above the Hadas, it doesn't pass the Lulav, and you can go back and you can shake it again without a bracha, and that would be best. And this is the shita, perhaps, of the Aruch HaShulchan as well. According, if you want to be machmer for this opinion in the Rishonim, after you are done waving Lulav and Esrog, you'd go back, make the Hadassim and the Ravos the same height, and wave again if you want to be careful for the shita of Rashi. However, that is not the minhag. We follow the shita of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Tafresh Shnun Aleph, citing the Marivail, greatest of the Gedoli Ashkenaz, who are Masorah comes from, who writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, V'yikshor ha-hadas gavoa yoser me'arava. The hadassim, that's the short ones, the round ones, should go higher than the arava. Shamati memori zal, I heard from my Rebbe, Mishem Maharam Levi zal, v'hatam b'svarim ha-pnimim. The reason is Alpi Kabbalah. So the earliest source of the Hadassim going above the Arava is Alpi Kabbalah, and it has not exactly been revealed to us, but we will offer a number of different explanations for this minhag as it is. And the language indicates that the hadas should be higher than the arava in the place where it's tied. That's what the Marival seems to be saying. Meaning, when I put the hadasim and the aravos into the kaishiklach, into the holder, so I should make sure that at the bottom, where they're being assembled, the hadasim should be placed higher than the aravos, regardless of what it looks like at the end of the day. Meaning, as long as I place the hadasim higher than the arava, but even if it might be shorter than the arava, that could be fine, according to what the Marival is saying. It's all about where it's tied, not about how it's perceived. However, we follow the Lavush. The Lavush Talmud of the Ramah writes that the Hadas must stand taller than the arava at the end of the day. Meaning, after you're done looking at it, the Hadassim should appear to everybody else taller than the arava. And he says that the Hadas should be seen above the arava because it comes first in the Pasuk. If you look in the Pasuk of the Torah, you should take an esrog, and then it talks about anaf eitz avos, and it talks about arve nachal. So anaf eitz avos, as the Gemara says, there are three words, anaf eitz avos, indicating the three different hadassim that we take. So that would seem to place it first, and therefore, because it comes first in the pasuk, therefore it should also be higher than the arava when we put our lulav together. The Machatzis HaShakla explains that it has a chashivas. By coming first in the pasuk shows that it's better in some regard. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that reason is Alpi Kabbalah. I don't know why that's Alpi Kabbalah. It seems to be very clear that it comes first in the pasuk, and therefore the Torah is giving it a preference versus everything else. The Machatzis HaShakla, as we just said, the Vayesha of Moshe, questions the reason Lavush. He questions the reason, again, the reason Lavush is that because Hadassim come first in the pasuk, therefore they should be given preference in Halacha in how we place him in the Lulav. And Vayesha of Moshe says as follows. There's a sefer called the Nachla Shiva, and the Nachla Shiva writes in his second Hakdama, and he quotes the famous question of the Maharil. The Maharil writes in Hilchos Lulav, why don't we make the bracha on the Esrog? Right? The bracha should be on the Esrog. Why? Because If you turn to the pasuk in the Torah, the first thing there is pre-et hadar. So why don't we highlight the first thing the Torah wants us to take on Sukkot? Why do we skip all the way to the lulav? We should first make a bracha on the esrog, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to be notel and esrog, to take an esrog, because seemingly the Torah put that first in the pasuk. That is the question of the Maharil. So the answer given is that it's true in some areas of Hilchos Brachos, for example, the Seder when it comes to Bracha Rishon and things like that. So there is a certain order when it comes to the Pesukim in the Torah. However, that rule that we give preference to something in the Pesuk in the Torah because it comes first is only when the Pesuk appears more than once. But if the Pesuk appears once and it is a one-time event, we give no credence to the order of the Pesuk. It just happens to be the Torah is teaching us other things, but it's not giving us a rule about what is better in regards to the different things inside the Pasuk. That's the Shita of the Nachla Shiva. So therefore, says the Vayesha Moshe back to Lavush. Lavush said, I should put the Hadas higher because it comes first in the Pasuk. But we have a rule. We already just learned that if something has an order in the order of the Torah, it has no significance if the Pasuk appears once. The Pasuk of Lulav and Esrog appears once, it is not repeated, and he questions this reasoning. Just it comes first in the Pasuk, that's why it should go higher. Regardless, this is the reason brought by the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, because it comes first in the Pasuk, it should be bolet, it should stick above the Arava. The Magen Avraham notes the Ma'arival, and he said the reason that the Hadas is higher is Alpi Kabbalah. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Hadas goes higher because it has a better smell. It has a better smell, and therefore it should go first. This is supported by the Tshuvas of the Gonim, that said, even though we have all different types of Jews coming together, and all different types of people represented in the Lulav and the Esrog, right? We know the Esrog is the people of Maisim Tovim and Torah, all the different categories. So says the Tshuvas Hagonim, it's true that everybody comes together. That is the case. But why shouldn't the people who have better Maisim Tovim go on top of the people who don't have Maisim Tovim? Yes, there should be Shalom, there should be Achdus, everyone should come together. But if someone is entitled because they have achieved more, they have better Maisim Tovim, more Torah, why shouldn't they be recognized? Why shouldn't they be put on top? And yes, we do put them together, but because the Hadassim represent those who have something that those who have Ravos don't have, therefore, they should be given that recognition, and therefore the Hadassim should go above the Aravos. The Vilna Gaon has a different explanation in the Bir Hagra. He cites the famous Medrash Rabbah, Kol Atzmosai Tomarna, right? The Pasuk says that I serve Hashem with all of my body, and the Medrash says in Parshas Emor that the different parts of Lulav and Esrog represent the different parts of the body, the eyes, the lips, the heart, the spine. And therefore, it says the Vilna Gaon, that if this is the case, and the Aravos are the lips, and the Hadassim are the eyes, the Medrash says that the eyes are placed above the lips, so that the eyes can watch out what the lips are doing. The eyes are supposed to be shomer, our mouth, to make sure we don't speak Lashon Hara, we don't speak Nevel Peh, something that would be inappropriate. And that's where the eyes come above the lips. And this is the Medrash cited by the Vilna Gaon, and the Or HaChaim writes in Hilchos Lulav, Rav Aharon of Lunel, he cites the same Medrash, and he says, it's not an issue that the eyes are there in order to watch the mouth, but it's just practical biology, that a person's eyes are above a person's mouth. And therefore the hadassim, which look like eyes, should be placed above a person's mouth. So that is probably the easiest way to remember that the hadassim go above their ravos, because your eyes are on top of your mouth. The Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Beis says the lulav should extend above the hadas at least one tefach. So it's a child of Shuvas Avnei Shoam and Chelek Beis, Reuven Margolios, he writes in his Sefer on Shulchan Aruch as well, and other poskim note that the Gemara highlights that the lulav should go above the hadas. The Gemara doesn't say the lulav should go against the other two minim. It says it should go above the hadas. So these poskim want to say this is a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara said the lulav should go above the hadas, indicating that what must be below the hadas? The Aravos. And that's why they say that the Hadassim should go above the Aravos. However, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Lulav, citing the same halacha, the Rambam doesn't differentiate. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Lulav that the Lulav itself simply goes above the Hadassim and the Aravos. But he doesn't say specifically the Hadas. So that would obviously raise a question within the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara as a proof. Finally, in this area, the Radvaz writes in his Sefer on the Mitzvos, called the Mitzvot David, in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Ches, that Esther was called Hadassah because of the Chesed she received from Hashem. The Hay and the Ches are interchangeable. They are both osios gronos. They're both guttural noises, guttural sounds that come from the throat, and therefore they are interchangeable. Hadasa, chesed, they mix together, says the Radvaz. And we want to put the chesed of the hadas above the arava. The pasuk says, Eretz areva v'shocha. Areva is barren. Areva is a lashon of arava. The aravos represent barrenness, of a lack of fulfillment. And therefore, we want to put the hadasim, the chesed, above the arava, which represents a barrenness. All these different reasons in machshava, practical, diukim in the Gemara. At the end of the day, the minhag everywhere is to put the hadasim above the aravos. Let's move on now to right versus left. So we've clarified that the hadasim go on top. Let's move to right versus left. Rav Yeshua ibn Shu'ib, Talmud of the Rashba, writes in his drashos for the first day of Sukkos that the hadas goes on the right and the arava goes on the left. This is one of the earliest sources we have. And he explains that the dal and minim correspond to the avos and Yosef. And al pi Kabbalah, each of these personalities have different locations of where they should go, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov versus Yosef, and based on Kabbalistic reasons, it should be that the Hadassim should go on the right side. This is also mentioned in the Tshuva Saradvaz, and it's brought in the Matamosh and the Shla, and it's brought by all Gedolei HaPoskim, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim says this is the meaning everywhere, without question that the Hadassim go on the right side. The Arizal writes in the Pri Eitz Chaim, he has a different minhag. The Arizal would put three hadasim, right, middle, left. They wouldn't be bunched up on one side, but they would be scattered equally throughout the dal minim together. And this is the minhag by many chassidim, the Baal HaTanya, the Rebbe of Karlin Stalin, the Maram Ash, the Arizal, the Admorim of Rapshitz. Many, many chassidim would put their aravos, their hadasim like this. And this is based on the comments in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The Gemara and Sanhedrin, Mem Dalad says that there's a chilpa amongst the hadasim. A chilpa is an arava. So if you want to say the aravas are amongst the hadasim, what does it mean amongst? It means equally placed amongst the hadasim. Therefore, they would equally spread them out. And the Rashash, on his comments in that Gemara, says this is a support for the Arizal. That the aravas are not bunched to one, that they're not bunched to one side, but rather they are spread out equally amongst the hadasim. The Prima Gadim says,
according to that Shita, they should also be equal.
According to that sheet, they
why,
were.
Why would we have any height difference?
Correct. I would hear. It would make sense. Correct.
That would be the
correct. That would definitely fit with Shita's Rashi. The Prima Gadim says that one should only follow the Arizal if you are muchzak b'chassidus. If you are not muchzak b'chassidus, you should follow the minhag of all Gedolei HaPoskim and to have the hadasim on the right side as well. The Shaar Tzion says doesn't even cite the Magen Avraham and the Mishabura. And the Prima Gadim said not to publicize this meaning from the Arizal, and therefore that's what was done in the past. Let's just make one last comment about lefties. None of this should matter if you're a lefty. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a kuntris on the laws of tefillin. This is something he wrote himself, not somebody that somebody hacked him at Shinik and bothered him for 3 days asking him a million questions. It's a sefer that he wrote himself about the laws of tefillin. And it is an addendum to the laws of tefillin. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a whole kuntris about lefties in halacha. He goes in order of Shulchan Aruch and cites about 90 different places in Shulchan Aruch where it matters if you're a lefty or not. And without this whole discussion, he cites that there are 7 or 8 chilukim, 7 or 8 differences that it might matter if you're a lefty or not in general areas of halacha. So he says, in these types of halachos, we're highlighting the right, not because of a side of the person's strength, we're highlighting the right because they represent certain things in Kabbalah, certain things in Machshava, and therefore whether you are righty or lefty, the hadasim should still go on the right, they should not change to the left side, and the hadasim should always go above the arava as well. We should all have a simcha de chag, and a chag full of wonderful bracha for Klal Yisrael.